The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning and will be probably several days this week and next week as she's rehearsing for this big Cascade show that's happening in a couple of weeks. And this is going to be a spectacular show. Gosh, you know, 60, 70 people on stage at various times. It's going to be something. If you haven't got your tickets, you might want to check it out. I think it's going to be sold out, probably sold out soon. So, good morning. Today, the 12th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. You're kind of like the Sulu of our starship.
We'll take it.
Enterprise, hurtling through space. Liam.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What? How you doing?
I'm hanging out. I got up.
How's your weekend?
It was a solid weekend. It was nice.
I understand that you're going to sue the city for not letting you go to the event yesterday. Wine and whatever that was.
Oh, Taste of Reading.
Taste of Reading.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed.
You know, I mean, did you know what you should do is just kind of picket it. I may be 19, but why can't I eat there? They should have different, you know, wristbands.
Yeah.
One for drinking and eating, and one for just eating.
And one for just drinking.
One for just drinking, but then you could get in there and listen to the bands.
Yeah, that's true.
What you got to do is get in there as a band that's playing.
Exactly.
Then you get the tricolored band that says, I'm here to play, and I can eat, but I can't drink. No. Anyway.
It's a lot of bands.
Okay, what's the weather look like? Because we've got Anne-Marie here. Wait.
We are going to have a high of 85 today and a low of 65 tonight. We have a 20% chance of thunderstorms today, but we're going to start heating up throughout the week.
It was thundering and lightning. We were out for a walk last night.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't rain on us. But then it rained later.
It did rain later. But, yeah, we're going to start heating up this week. Tomorrow we're going to have a high of 91. It's looking like the hottest day we're going to have this week is going to be Friday with a high of 96. But the evening lows are still going to be pretty low, mid to high 60s.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah, it'll cool off.
Yep, and then it starts slowing down on Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company, family-owned company out of Anderson. Gives the best service. They treat their customers like friends in so many ways. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other programs for that. It's a veteran-owned business. In fact, Chuck Kinney right now is in Vietnam with the team locating missing in action soldiers, looking for three of them. They've got the place, you know, narrowed down. So the excavations are going as we speak. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, Anne-Marie, we're ready.
Good Monday morning, Carl.
Oh, you are so cheerful. Stop it. Okay, talk to us.
Okay. Well, as we begin this week's calendar, I would like to give a shout out, if I may, for Flag Week, which is June 11th through 17th. If you don't already fly the American flag, it is a great week to start. And on June 14th, we celebrate Flag Day, honoring the adoption of our flag by the Second Continental Congress on June 14th, 1777. The celebration on June 14th continues with special birthday wishes going out to the United States Army. It was back on June 14, 1775, when the United States Army was established. In fact, did you know that the United States Army is the oldest service branch of our military. Happy birthday, United States Army. And I would like to say Happy Father's Day this coming Sunday, June 18th, to all the great dads out there. Now, as we begin this week's calendar, the city of Anderson is hosting their annual Wednesday night summer concert series, running Wednesday nights now through August 16th. The concerts are held at the Anderson River Park Amphitheater, 2800 Rupert Road. Activities start at 6 p.m. with vendors and opener. The headliner event starts at 7 p.m. The concert series is free to attend. Headlining this week is Boondock Boys, a southern rock country band. For more information, check out the City of Anderson's Facebook page or call 530-378-6656. Get ready for Dunsmuir Railroad Days on June 16th, 17th, and 18th. There will be live entertainment, vendors, food, drinks, and more. On Saturday, look for a parade and kids zone. And on Sunday, look for a petting zoo. Admission to the event is free. The event times, according to festivalnet.com, are Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For additional information on activities and locations, visit them on Facebook at Dunsmuir Railroad Days event page. Now, this Saturday, June 17th, look for the return of Wings of Summer Butterfly House at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding. This popular exhibit will run 8 weeks from June 17th through August 13th. Times are 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can view hundreds of beautiful butterflies in the enclosed garden. This fun exhibit is included in paid park admission and free for Turtle Bay members. For more information on the Wings of Summer Butterfly House, visit Turtle Bay Exploration Park online at turtlebay.org or call 530-243-8850. The Shasta County Farm Bureau will hold their annual golf tournament on Saturday, June 17th at the Fall River Valley Golf and Country Club in Fall River Mills, 42889 Highway 299 East. Registration and sign-in time is 8 a.m. Tee time, 9 a.m. Team registration is $500 for some team and $750 for team and hole sponsor. Team registration includes 4 drawing tickets, 4 lunch tickets, 4 drink tickets, 1 round of golf, and a golf cart. This golf tournament is a fundraiser for the Shasta County Farm Bureau. For more information, check them out on Facebook or visit their website at ShastaFarmBureau.com. On Sunday, June 18th, you can enjoy a Father's Day breakfast from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Redding Elks Lodge 1073, located at 250 Elk Drive in Redding. Tickets are $15. At the door, children 0 to 2 are free. Those aged 2 to 10 are $8. An elk and emblem fathers showing their membership card are $10. The menu includes Belgian waffles, scrambled eggs or egg bay casserole, country potatoes, sausage or bacon, sausage gravy and biscuits, fruit salad, orange juice, water, and coffee. For more information on the Father's Day breakfast, visit the Redding Elks Lodge 1073 on Facebook or call 530-243-5900. Are you looking for a local job opportunity? The City of Reading is hiring. They currently have over a dozen positions open. To view the job listings or for more information, visit cityofreading.org. And are you looking to help out this fire season? The Palisadro Volunteer Fire Company is looking for volunteers. According to the department's website, volunteer firefighters respond to structure fires, wildland fires, vehicle fires, medical aids, and traffic accidents. Although there is no experience required, you do need to be at least 18 years of age or older, have a valid driver's license, be healthy in good physical condition, complete basic fire and EMS training, live close to the fire district, have a clean criminal record, and meet the minimum ongoing training requirements.
Anne Marie.
Yes, sir.
I have run out of time here, and I got you on a little bit late. I'm sorry, but I got guests waiting.
Okay.
But thank you so much for this. I mean, there's so many things going on.
Oh, absolutely.
That volunteer firefighters, all these other things. So much appreciate this, and we will see you next Monday.
Till then, I'll see you guys next Monday.
Okay, thanks so much, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, by the Watson Health Institute for cardiovascular hospitals. So many things that the Shasta Regional Medical Center is rated number one in our area. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits. Like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Up here at the Post Office Saloon, we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. And Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area on Agents on Aging. They have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. And you, I read this every day, my friends. And because they're advertising, they want it run every day. And this is a great program. This is a no-cost program to the people who are in it. The whole mission behind this is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're selected for the program, it doesn't cost you anything. And they're going to put grab rails in there, like in showers and bathtubs, maybe railings up and all of that. But for more information, give them a call, 530-842-1687. Is that not working?
These ones work.
What?
These headphones work. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, well, it could be it's because they're turned down, way turned down. Okay. But the microphone should be okay.
Check.
Is that okay?
I have to run wires. Let's use the red one. Red one works.
Red one does work.
Copy that.
Oh, okay. Is it the headphones?
I don't know. I need time to look at it.
Can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you? All right. I'm here with – I'm sorry. You know, after the weekend, things happen during the weekend. I mean, we've got like 6 or 7 shows on the weekend. Things happen. But today I'm here with Elias Haynes and Jesse Lane. They're from the Gateway School District, and they are here to speak against this recall. And in fact, Elias is one of the ones that's being recalled. Yes. Or they're getting signatures. I shouldn't say recall because we don't know anything yet, but you're one of the subjects of this. Can you explain to me, and I've been reading about it in the paper, you know, but I'm not sure the paper says everything, as I've come to discover over the last 14 years. So can you tell me, first of all, tell me about you, Elias.
I'm about a 20-year resident of Redding. Been in Shasta County for a little longer than that. Grew up in Tule Lake, California. Work in the utility industry, heavy construction. Have 3 children, and of course my wife, who's also on the board. Absolutely love it here. Not a better place in the world to live, I think. North State is gorgeous.
Yeah, we like it too.
Yeah, a couple hours from everything. Mountains, ocean.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Look, we'd made our decision to stay here 15 years ago. I had a job offer in Europe, and Linda had other job offers. And we had never planted roots anywhere. At least I hadn't. Never lived any longer than like 3 years my whole life. Anywhere. But Redding in the North State appeal to us. So here we are. So I totally understand that when people tell me this. You know, we're not perfect. We have our problems, just like anywhere else. But in the balance, it's a great place to live.
Absolutely.
Okay, so why did you run for the school board?
Well, you know,
because most of the times they're begging people to run, and we have openings in school boards.
Yeah, so. And that's kind of what it was. We started kind of getting involved in politics a few years back. We started attending school board meetings many years back when my son was still in junior high, and not all the time, but we were going to a lot of them. And
oh, you needed to find out what was going on.
Yeah, and we started noticing some disconnect and some things going on in schools that we thought, you know, like, we could sit out here in the audience and we could continue coming to these meetings and complaining about it, but sometimes you got to be the change that you want to see in the world. And so we decided, okay, you know, like, we got an election. There's a couple openings coming up in our area. Like, let's both throw our hat in the ring and see what happens. And so we both went down to the registrar's office and both put in for our area. I put in for one of the seats, and she put in for the other one. And we're thinking, one of us ought to be able to get in. We've been, you know, in the community for quite a while.
Yeah.
And nobody ran against me, so.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, I had a pretty easy campaign.
What about her? If they didn't run against you, they weren't running against her, because these are at large.
She was going in against an incumbent that had been
there
for a while.
Oh, okay. So you are divided into different districts within the school board.
Yes.
So it's not like at large. Okay.
Actually happens to have three areas.
Okay.
And so there's Lakehead, and then there's Area 2 and Area 3.
Okay.
Which is like Shasta Lake City, and then kind of like the Buckeye area.
Okay. So, and there's five members on the board.
Correct.
Okay. So how many people were running?
In our area, like I said, nobody
ran. In Gateway, when they were. Yeah. Not, but all in all, how many people ran for office during that?
Two in our area.
Okay.
One an incumbent and my wife.
Okay.
And then in Area 2, there was three.
Okay.
one an incumbent and then two other people.
Okay. All right. Was Cheryl Clifford one of those that was running that?
Yeah, and they had two openings in that one as well.
Okay.
See, my seat wasn't actually supposed to be open. Somebody left 2 years early. And so mine was just to fill a two-year spot until the next election.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then for the people running in the Gateway then, for three openings, there were like 6 people total running.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So the night of the election, did you spend millions of dollars on this?
Not millions. I mean, like I said, my campaign was pretty easy. Like, I just went and...
yeah, nobody's running against me.
I went and signed up.
Hope I don't lose.
Oh, if I lost that would be pretty sad.
Well, you know, you've had incumbents that were dead that have won elections. I mean, you've seen that before.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It is kind of humorous. But, okay, so no problem with you. And then your wife won against the incumbent.
Yep, and she pounded the pavement pretty good and went out there and just tried to get her message out.
But it was not like hundreds of thousands of dollars were flowing in here.
No, it wasn't a high dollar campaign. And and to be honest, neither was Cheryl's.
Yeah,
like they didn't really spend a lot of money to get it out there, but it just seemed like the people in the area wanted change because Lindsay won handily, Cheryl won top in her area over the incumbent and over the other person.
And you were 100%.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, but it's, you know, okay, here's what I like. You saw things going on with your kids at the school system. And as we know, the school board is very powerful, much more than people realize. When the head of SCOE says, "I can't tell them to do anything," that's exactly what she means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, oh, what about this? She says, "I can't tell the superintendents and their school boards what to do, which I find really interesting, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, they actually hold a lot more power than
obviously.
I think they even realize, because, you know, it's kind of like bringing up something that always brings up, but COVID happened, and we're sitting there telling them, like, you guys have power, and they're going, well, we have to listen. No, like, actually, the school boards control more power locally in their area than a lot of higher-ups.
And that's why when they made this recall legislation that Governor Newsom has, that it extends down to school boards. It doesn't stop at the county supervisor or the city council. It goes to school boards. Just a thought to keep in mind. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. I'm going to get to Jesse and let Jesse introduce himself. And then we're going to talk about what's happened. We've got till 8 o'clock. I think this is going to take that long. Senator, you're calling me, and I am on the air right now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all there. They've got the small backhoes. They got the small tractors and skid steers and all those. And they got the large ones for those bigger jobs. So if you're trying to clear your property before fire season starts, go visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. It's a locally owned, locally operated business in Anderson. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you know, last week Judy Maxwell was on and talked about the big insurance company. It's a lot bigger than State Farm. There's like 8 insurance companies here in California that are refusing to renew or to give policies, homeowners policies, to people. Why? Because of the bureaucracy with Californian insurance industry, but also it's costing them twice what they're making in California to cover these claims. So what do? They're just not issuing insurance. What do? You give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She's been in the business since 1993. She's been helping people who had their property insurance canceled. She's been helping them get insurance, fire insurance. So give her a call, 530-221-0441, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive if you're in trouble. We've sent several over to there that she found insurance for them at affordable prices. That's the big thing. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. So I'm here with Elias Haynes, who is a member of the school board out there at Gateway Unified School District, and Jesse Lane. Now, quickly, let's go through, starting right at the beginning of when you all sat down the first time, things started happening. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we kind of hit the ground running. It felt like us getting voted in, you know, the newcomers getting voted in so highly, and nobody running against me, you know, people ready for a change, you know. So we came in and just started shaking things up. And sometimes when you do that...
Well, some of the things you did, though, from what I understand, it violated the Brown Act.
Well, that's what a lot of people will have you, you know, believe, but we actually don't have any real Brown Act violations against us. The only thing that comes to mind was we did take a vote before taking public comment, which we thoroughly asked multiple people, you know, beforehand. We hadn't actually got any Brown Act training provided by the district, provided by anyone other than a class that we were able to attend at Jones Fort one day, and that was the extent of our training before.
So the school did not for new board members provide any training.
They did, but it was a little ways down the line. It was after this incident. And we asked them thoroughly. We said, hey, can we, you know, go out there? How do we have to rock this? Do we take a vote and then public comment, or public comment and then vote? And they said, well, you know, we've always taken public comment first and then voted. And we said, okay, well, is that the way that has to be done? And they said, well, no, it doesn't have to be done that way. It's just the way that we've always done it. Okay, well, under that advisement, we thought,
okay, it was okay.
We can go either way, but...
Obviously, it wasn't.
No, it cannot. It cannot. Just so everybody knows, you got to take the comment first, then you take the vote.
Okay. Well, all right.
And with that,
and this is Jesse Lane here.
There was quite a few things sitting out there in stands, listening to everything. I heard 20, 30 people get up there every meeting and talk about the Brown Act violation that a husband and wife are on the same board. I mean, they kept calling it a Brown Act violation, but the previous incumbents. We're a father and daughter team. So
it makes no difference if you're husband and wife, because we've got a husband and wife representing the whole Northern California district. That's a specious argument.
And that's kind of the misconception, is people started saying these, you know, things like that. It was a Brown Act violation. And then they started saying that the way that they voted on different things, the Brown Act violation. There was a time that the PA system was horrible, and people were talking back and forth, asking what the other person said on the other side of the table. And they were saying that they were whispering amongst each other, which is a Brown Act violation. I believe you guys went to court on this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was that one or the other one, but the judge, that was actually on the bypassing. That was actually on the bypassing of a board policy for hiring a superintendent, which the judge in the county said, you know what? Like, I don't know what you guys want me to do. Is it not okay for you guys to bypass your own policy with a majority rule? And she discussed it, you know, dismissed it without prejudice, and said, if you can bring me something that says this is not okay, you know, we'll look into it again.
So what really started the brouhaha was you all fired the superintendent, like, on the first meeting, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and this seems to cause some consternation with people, I would say.
Just
what I've been seeing in the paper, because I don't go to your school board meetings, for a variety of reasons, but mainly I don't have any kids in the district.
Yeah.
So they said you fired the superintendent illegally or without any. What was the brouhaha about that?
Well, you know, I mean, we can't fire somebody illegally. That would leave us open for all sorts of lawsuits and stuff like that. We fired him without cause. And for that reason, we can't say what we discussed in closed session. We can't actually give definitive reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
because it is closed session.
Yes. Yeah. And we talked to a lot of, you know, I mean, like I'll say, even after the fact, we've talked to a lot of people that don't hate that. You know, they don't. They're like, you know, we're not that upset about it. There's some people that obviously were upset about it, but there's a lot of people that we've talked to that were like, hey, you know, like that wasn't the worst thing, getting rid of this guy. And I think in the, you know, grand scheme of things, it worked out for the better. And the fact that they also say that we cost a lot of money by getting rid of him, well, if they would have just waited one meeting, because one meeting, they renewed his contract. One meeting later, we got sworn in. If we could have been involved in that, we could have had our input at that point and maybe not renewed it, you know, for that
last
year.
Secret, was it a secret that you all wanted to replace the superintendent?
Well, the superintendent didn't show up for 18 months. He didn't show up one time.
I know that, but when you were running, did that ever come up that you wanted to make changes?
Like I said, I didn't have much of a campaign, so I didn't have to tell much of a story.
Yeah. Did it ever come up? What I'm saying is, you know, people are recalling one of the supervisors because, oh, he's doing this, but I don't think there were any secrets about where he stood on things.
Yeah.
Even if something hadn't been said, three members of the school board voted to replace the superintendent.
Yeah, well, at that point, we just were voting to get rid of him.
Right.
And then we bypassed the board policy to get a new one in place, which involved the community, teachers' input. It was actually a really good new standard of hiring, and I think that everybody was pleased with it. And we ended up with a guy that everyone is really excited about. I'm talking teachers, staff.
Well, what's his name?
Kyle Turner.
Right. Okay, but there's somebody else that would cause a lot of consternation that Cheryl offered a contract to, and
there was some misconception with the whole thing. I mean, Cheryl was an 82-year-old lady. She, you know, witty in a lot of ways, but I think Cheryl got involved wanting to have her things, and I think that she was getting steered by quite a few people that, you know, maybe saw the opportunity they can get in her ear and try to push her a certain way. When the time finally came, there was a lot of hem-haw that they were trying to get in. Brian Caples was the guy they were all saying everyone was trying to get in. Well, when the meeting came up and we started doing all this, I mean, if they had wanted to, they could have voted him in the next meeting after 21-20 was changed. But instead, they continued to do the interview process. But at that point, people had already made their judgment that they were just trying to hire in Brian.
So it was... we're throwing Cheryl under the bus a little bit here, but she signed a contract with them. But the rest of the school board hadn't.
No. And from what I understand, that was a complete accident. She thought she was signing the dismissal letter for Harold. And, to that effect, like, Jesse's right. Like, if, you know, at that point, like, we did have, you know, we did have a kind of a majority that thought, you know, similar, had similar thoughts, similar ideas. And if we would have wanted to hire him, there's nothing that anybody could have said or done to stop it, but we didn't. And that's what I'd like people to focus on is like, hey, you know.
And he was not hired.
No.
Which is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's kind of moot.
Yeah. Okay, so now we take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She's getting ready for that big Cascade Theater extravaganza, a one-night-only fundraiser with past acts, past musicals, and like 60 people involved in it. And Linda's got like, I don't know, 3 songs. 4? Who knows?
How much are tickets?
I don't know.
Okay, give me that info.
Okay, sir. We'll put it out. Yeah, it should be on the Cascade Theater. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Looks like we're going to have a great day. It's time to clean up that car or truck. Head on down to Quick and Clean. This is my favorite car wash. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Your car or truck comes out beautiful. They have a really nice person at the end with big fluffy towels wiping it off. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. It's Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with Elias Haynes and Jesse Lane from the Gateway School District. And Elias was and his wife were elected to the school board. And I think they will all say that there were some things that could have been done a lot better right at the beginning, but mainly from lack of training.
Yeah, we're doing our best to learn. There's a learning curve.
Of course there is. And there should be, you know, school needs to be right on top of this with everything. There was turmoil about Brian Caples, though he was never hired, and he was never offered by the school board a job, if I understand that right.
Correct.
Okay. So then the school board got together and you all hired a superintendent that everybody seems to like.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the Board of Supervisors and the newest guy here, Rickert. Everybody loves this guy. Okay. So the superintendent was taken care of. And so what are the reasons this thing is going so strong?
Well, their
recall. Or at least it's, the recall's gone.
Yeah, I think they decided early on that they wanted to recall us. And then as time went on, they, formed and got their plan of moving, because a lot of the things that they are wanting to recall us for are things that happened right in the very beginning. You know, one of the things on their letter talks about how we came in and we immediately voted out the old leadership, president, vice president, and voted in a new president and vice president, which, to that effect, even the old president, Phil, said he didn't hate losing that spot, because being the president has a lot of responsibilities and roles.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking.
Well,
you're,
but that's what elections have consequences.
Yeah,
friends.
You're ordering the meeting. So he wasn't that upset about losing it.
Well, even if he was, it doesn't make any difference, because elections. That's why we have elections.
They're, calling us on the Brown Act violations.
Okay.
Saying that we've committed multiple Brown Act violations, in which I just kind of explained earlier. There's one that's questionable, but we never actually got, charged or...
Yeah, and it went to court.
We just kind of said, hey, we understand now what the problem was, and that's not going to happen again.
Okay, so somebody sent me a lot of stuff about the old superintendent. I guess it's public. It's public knowledge, right? So the new superintendent, you got a new superintendent. So, Jesse, what's from your point of view, what's going on?
I think it's changed. I think we got a new board. They came in because they had issues with their own children and district, and they saw things they wanted to change. People don't like change. I hear these people. I see them up there, and they're yelling and screaming at these meetings, sometimes about just their perspective of how they're taking things. I hear a lot on this recall thing that Eli and Lindsay were not voting in a fifth board member, but both Dale and Phil and Eli and Lindsay were split. And so we're trying to find that fifth person in there. And both, I don't even want to say sides, because I don't even know if there is sides with the school board when it should just be about kids, but the two different sides all voted. I mean, Eli and Lindsay voted on 5 or 6 people. Phil and Dale voted on 5 or 6 people. None of them could just find someone in the middle that they wanted to vote on. So that's why it's kind of going the special election. And I keep hearing it's just so one-sided. It's Eli and Lindsay, but Phil and Dale did the same thing. They refused.
Well, that's what I heard was that they refused. And from what somebody said was, well, they're blocking things. And I guess if you were on the other side, you could say the other side is blocking things too. So it's led now to a special election. And who pays for that?
The school district? Yeah, the district's going to pay for it. And it's unfortunate. But you know what? Like, I don't hate that. I don't hate that whole decision because yeah. I didn't go into it, and I don't think it's my responsibility to pick a replacement for the school board. You know, like Jesse said, we just couldn't agree on who we wanted to be a replacement, and that's human nature. We
don't know that
we had ideas. We had ideas of what we liked. They had ideas of what they liked. And we just couldn't meet. And now it goes back to the people. And the people in the community actually get a vote in the replacement and who they want to represent them. And that's not a bad thing. That's who should be deciding, you know. And to touch on something else, as far as our voting goes, you know, people talk about Lindsay and I being married. My wife and I haven't even voted the same on everything. We're not lockstep. Like, we already have things where she's voted no, I voted yes, vice versa. Like,
have y'all been able to pass anything on the school board? Have y'all been able to move forward at all?
We did actually.
Besides the superintendent?
Yeah, the superintendent was a wonderful achievement. We also got a really good program for our extended learning. So the state's issued some extended learning money.
Okay. And that's from the school board did that?
Well, our special
allocated the funds, I guess would be the word.
We allocated the funds to a program that we think is going to be great. I mean, and actually,
so
thus far,
that took
it
at least
great.
A 3-vote.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So that happened.
Yeah, and we went over it a few times, and finally, we passed it unanimously.
Okay.
To do it, and
so the bottom line is taking care of the kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And then there's disagreements about it, and there's so many things going on in schools today that a lot of parents are getting involved. In school boards,
and
as they should.
Yeah. And I think that's the point that a lot of people don't see about, like, Eli and Lindsay. Is Eli's passion, why he got involved, was the ROP programs and trying to get trades and, you know, show the importance of trades.
So that was what you were running on then?
If I would have had to campaign, that would have been my bottom line.
No, right. I'm all for that. In fact, our next guest is from Shasta College in the auto mechanics side.
Oh, and see if high schoolers, because we're Shasta Trinity, so we got Anderson in the RP, we got Anderson, Gateway, Trinity, mm-hmm. Bernie,
yeah,
SCOE, and they have an outstanding. As a matter of fact, Shasta College has looked at their auto mechanics program and been like, "Wow, your shop is probably better than ours." The superintendent Charlie there is amazing,
and this is with who?
ROP.
ROP. Okay.
ROP program.
Right.
It's probably, you know, I could be biased and I could actually probably just be 100% correct. It's probably the best one in the state.
Okay. Well, that's fine. At least it's something where people can go and learn a trade.
It's something where kids can start out learning
stuff.
So
what do you want to tell the people out there? And we've only got like a couple minutes. What do you want to tell the people, Elias?
I just hope that people wouldn't, you know, really just start. I feel like a lot of people are just kind of jumping the gun and going with the group bias. You know, they hear something that people that they know say, and they're just like, well, this is the truth, and so I'm just going to go by it. You know, I don't have a problem with all these people that want to recall this. This is part of the process, you know, and I fully support the process. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to try to not get recalled because we think that we can make a difference, and we have a passion. We're there. We signed up. We ran. We're giving up our time. You know, we're doing the research, and we're trying to do the best for the people, the parents, the teachers, and the children of Gateway.
What is the one thing, and you got like a minute, what is the one thing you'd like to see happen there in the Gateway School District?
Really, I'd like to see test scores improve. I'd like to see our enrollment go up. There's a lot of children and, well, parents, they're taking their children to other districts. And I think that if you live in our district, your kids should go to our district. And I want more children coming from other districts. I want our school district to be one that people are like, that's where all my kids go.
Well, test scores will help with that.
Absolutely. So that's what we're trying to, you know, and maybe some more incentives to get some more teachers in and stuff. I feel like that Gateway is kind of an entry point for teachers in the North Valley, and we'd like to get not just an entry point, but a place where, like, tenured and, like, seasoned teachers and, you know, they all want to come and work for this district. And I think we can get there. I think that it's not far away.
We're running out of time. Now, you've got something going
Yeah, we have a dinner, kind of a say no to the recall dinner. It's going to be June 22nd at the Larry Farr Community Center in Shasta Lake. It has a social hour at 5. The dinner's going to start at 6. If people want tickets, they can call 530-323-0888. It's $40 per ticket or $300 per table, and that's 8 people, table gift. And, yeah.
So that's going to be June 22nd, and it's going to be a dinner to raise funds to fight the recall. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here. And people know how I feel about recalls, which are – I'm not for recalls. I'm all for people having that right to do it. But it's got to – you know, somebody asked me, well, what would cause you to support a recall? And I said, well, it's kind of like art. You know it when you see it.
Well, give people
mainly
long enough.
Malfeasance, where they're taking money illegally or doing things that are just absolutely wrong.
Right.
Okay, got to run. All right, when we come back, we have Shasta College, and we're talking about how you can go to Shasta College and get a job that pays you 6 figures. We'll be right back.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You
may find yourself... KCNR, Shasta Readings.
Baseless, ridiculous, election interference. Former President Trump's take on the 37-count federal indictment that accuses him of mishandling classified documents. Mr. Trump talked about it at a couple of GOP gatherings over the weekend, not talking about it. President Biden.
When the president was asked about the Trump criminal charges last week, he said, I have no comment. And that's likely going to be his answer and the answer from his press office going forward. Mr. Biden has emphasized the independence of the Justice Department, even as critics accuse him of weaponizing the agency. The president also plans to tread carefully, given that Trump is his chief rival in the 2024 White House race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. plans to rejoin UNESCO, the U.N. Scientific and Cultural Agency, and will pay $600 million for the privilege. That word this morning from UNESCO, the U.S. dropped out a decade ago amid controversy over the organization's move to include Palestine as a member. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 44 points. The Nasdaq better by 65 points. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Free at last, but not for long, for a 22-year-old Texas prison inmate.
The convict was captured about 250 miles from a facility he had escaped from hours earlier after climbing over a fence at the Formby unit in Plainview late Saturday night. He was taken back into custody shortly before noon Sunday in Coleman, just southeast of Plainview in West Texas. The man had been convicted of 3 counts of aggravated robbery and a count of aggravated assault on a public servant. He now faces felony escape charges. Rhonda Rockstreet reporting.
Police in Northern California say a shooting at a birthday party killed an 18-year-old woman, 6 other people injured. The Antioch Police Department responded to reports of a shooting yesterday morning. Police say there were 7 victims after multiple shots were fired when some people crashed the party in the city about 45 miles northeast of San Francisco. The 18-year-old woman died at an area hospital. News and analysis, townhall.com. It was suicide. That's what insiders say about the jail cell death of Ted Kaczynski, the so-called Unabomber.
Kaczynski was 81 and suffering from cancer. He was found unresponsive in his cell at a federal medical center in North Carolina Saturday and revived before being pronounced dead, according to four people who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Kaczynski was serving life after admitting to 16 bombings from 1978 to 1995, killing three people and maiming several others. The Bureau of Prisons has faced increased scrutiny in the last several years following the 2019 suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in custody. I'm Julie Walker.
As bad as it is here, food inflation even worse in Europe. Some governments are responding with price controls or informal agreements with supermarkets aimed at keeping prices down. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be in and out of here for the next couple of weeks because she is in rehearsals for this big extravaganza down at the Cascade Theater. It's one night only. James Santos has come back from Las Vegas to be the director of this, and it's going to be 60 to 70 people on the stage, all types of different music from different musicals that have been at the Cascade, Mamma Mia, and so many others. So it's going to be a great night. I've already got my three tickets, and I would urge people to go to the Cascade Theater. Nobody else, Cascade Theater website to buy your tickets because it's going to sell out. 8:06 in the morning, and Liam's at the helm. And what's the weather look like, buddy?
We're going to have a high 85 today with a slight chance of thunderstorms after 2 p.m. A low 65 tonight. We are going to heat up throughout the week with the highest day being Friday, 96. But our evenings are going to stay in the mid to high 60s.
Woo. Good.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, hey, weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family owned business, a veteran owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and so many other great plans they have down there for people who need their services to keep their hot water on and their homes heated and everything else. They are based in Anderson, and you can call them at 530-365-3793. By the way, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. If it's the second Monday of the month, we have Shasta College here. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's great to see you.
I'd heard a rumor. I'm not going to talk about it, but I asked Peter, and he looks at me. And a sconce. He looks at me and he goes, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, this is what I heard." He goes, "No."
Well,
and, but the person telling me this was just, and I went, first of all, I didn't believe it. So I talked to Peter about it and he explained it. And I went, "Oh, I've heard of that."
Yeah.
So it was a totally different than some people are thinking. And we're going to be, we'll probably discuss this at some month, have the people in and all these things.
No,
now
great.
I've got everybody going, "What is it?
Yeah,
what is
yeah,
it?"
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me. It's like everything. It's a part of the truth that just gets blown way out of the truth.
Well, isn't that always the case with rumors? So
it is. Okay.
But we're excited to have our
so
own motive department here with us, Dan Bryant, and it was interesting. I was talking to Dan. It's been 3 years since we had Dan out here, and I got to look.
Shame on you!
I know, right? I know. Definitely one of our gem programs out there.
Oh my gosh, yes! And I want to learn a trade that pays me more than a living wage and allows me to build my own business and make millions of dollars a year.
Well, let's face it, we all, yeah, right.
Okay, maybe millions is a little bit tough.
Maybe.
But six figures is not.
unusual.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Dan Bryant.
Yes.
Tell us about Dan Bryant.
Well, I'm in the automotive field my entire life because my father had a business in 1968, moved to Reading and opened his business. I started working there in high school.
And this was automotive, obviously?
Yes.
I mean, repair or what? Was it more of a...
Automotive repair, yes.
Okay. So it wasn't like a body shop. It was like getting into the engines.
We were down on South Market across from what was the Richfield truck stop at that time. And I just did minor cleanup duties at that time, of course. But as
you were four.
Yeah. So.
I was older than that.
Anyway, I loved the industry. I worked in it for 40 years, and then got a job out at Shasta College, passing along what I've learned.
Well, my wife would help her dad work on the cars, and her job was to hold the flashlight.
Yeah.
And it was only, I think it was like 22 or 23, she realized that it's a flashlight, not a damn flashlight. Hold the damn flashlight here! You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, we got a little
more. And I cleaned that one up. Okay, so why did you get into the field? I know your dad was there, but some people, are some people more mechanically adept than others?
I would have to say that's very true. Well, if we can compare it to singing. I used to think you could teach anybody to sing, but after a few people that really couldn't get it, it's kind of the same thing. You get people that just can't figure stuff out. And so when we hire somebody, that's a big thing. You got to have somebody that has that mechanical aptitude. In fact, you might not know it, but Liam is my grandson.
Oh, yeah. I do know that.
Yeah. And he has that mechanical aptitude as well.
You know what? I haven't found anything this young man can't do.
Yeah.
I swear to God. We have traffic and logs here. Everything runs off the traffic off that computer. And it's usually a month-long process to teach people, some of our people, who have had it, who have tried to do it and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. And Liam's looking at it. And I said, okay, let's get Liam trained into this. About a day and a half later, he's looking at me. He goes, why don't we do this? And I went, well, I don't know. Why don't we? He goes, you can do it. And what it does is it changes the whole look of our traffic.
We're in the process right now, automating the whole system.
The whole system. So, yeah. He grasps things very quickly.
Thank you.
I'm not gone. I can't leave for more than 3 days, or if I do, you know, my desk is emptied, and there's Liam sitting there. So. All right. Well, there's more to you. I mean, you all were in racing.
Oh, yes. My father was into land speed racing.
Yeah.
And so he started out in the L.A. area doing drag racing, all the different drag strips that are gone now in the middle 50s, late 50s.
Because the land became too valuable.
Yeah. And so we raced at Bonneville Salt Flats.
Okay.
Raced at El Mirage, which is down by Edwards Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
Latest thing I'm doing now is kart racing. Just started that this year. They do go kart racing out at the by the drag strip in there.
Yeah.
So I got four go karts and taking my grandkids and my son and having some fun doing that.
You're racing there then?
Yes, I am.
Now, people think of go karts. I think of the one my sister had, and it's just a lot of fun. But those aren't the ones you race, is it?
They're kind of specialized. They're limited on horsepower. They go about 50 mile an hour. I've crashed a couple times so far. So,
50 miles an hour when you're 6 inches off the ground is very fast.
Yeah, the cart's actually about half an inch off the ground.
Okay, half an inch off the ground.
Yeah,
we got to get Linda in that. She would be. I tell you what. Remember when they used to have this go kart. Thing down here.
Need to speed.
Need to speed. Mm-hmm. She got on there and she was just wiping people up. So maybe this will be her.
Her
new mission in life.
They were talking about doing a celebrity race out there, so maybe I'll hit you up.
Whoa, get Linda into it.
Yeah.
Oh, she just blasts by me. I still have this slight, sense of self preservation that she doesn't when she's on the track.
Yeah, I've got that problem too.
Okay, let's take a quick break and let's get into the automotive program here, because this is something I am thoroughly on the side of the technical skills that are being taught out there. Because I just read some articles about, for years, we pushed college. Oh, you got to go to college. You got to make anything of yourself. And now it's starting, finally, in the last few years, to swing back the other way to people that have the skills to keep your house running, to keep your car running, to keep the infrastructure going. And we're finally starting to see that again.
Yes.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is Linda's and Trish Clark's. One of their, it's their she cave down there. I have never, ever walked out of there needing a present for Linda for birthdays or anniversaries that she just wasn't really happy with. Rebecca and Henry are just great people. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's on 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15 plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast. So call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cinerama and Tri-County's Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this for a few decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of your windshield. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. If you got a chip or a crack in your windshield, head on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield specialist. You will not be disappointed. Give them a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs, but Dan Bryant, who is the automotive instructor, and we found out that automobiles and trucks and repairs have been in his family for years. We also found out that Liam is related to Dan. And so how did you get in with Shasta College?
Well, I taught part-time at Shasta College for about 7 years when I was in my 30s. And my dad also taught there part-time. Here about 10 years, would have been 11 years ago, I was approached by the diesel instructor and asked if I wanted to come back. And I said I would think about it. And then 2 weeks before school started, I was contacted by Eva Jimenez, and she needed somebody right away because they lost their instructor at the last minute. And so I stepped in and did that was part-time, did some part-time classes. And during that first year, the full-time instructor retired early.
So I
ended up doing all the classes for a year from – like 8 in the morning until 10 at night for a year. And then so I got my full-time experience in. And so when they went to hire somebody, I applied for that, and I really enjoyed doing it.
Did they have to check on your experience?
Probably not.
Probably not. He said, well, if you don't hire Dan, we'll just shut down the whole thing. Okay. So, all right. Now, brand-new student says, you know what, I love working on cars. How's it start for them? I mean, do they or trucks or diesel? As people know, diesel mechanics, those heavy equipment and all that.
Yeah.
So how do they start?
Well, we in the automotive program, we have a diesel program too. But in the automotive department, what I tell students is you can take any class you want, but I really recommend they take an electrical class because everything is operated by electricity in automobiles now. And so we have them take that class, and then they also ask this a lot: do I have to know anything? And so they really don't, because we take them from square one and
You sit down. This is a car.
Yeah, if we need to.
This is a wire.
Yeah. And so, but we do have students who come in with previous experience.
Right.
And so we try to challenge them as well.
Of course.
So, yeah. So once they take that, another popular class they like to take is our engine rebuilding class. Even though that engine rebuilding is not a big industry right now, I still like them to know what's going on inside there. And this year we're offering that class at night. So,
well, you know what? The thing is that what I've heard is because of computers, you know, the shade tree mechanics are gone like we used to have.
Yeah.
Because of that. I've actually had somebody who owned an automotive shop. His truck broke down on the road. He said, I couldn't fix it. I had to get somebody in.
Yeah.
And so, but there are still enough cars left around.
There are, in fact, with this whole movement toward electric cars and can't sell gasoline cars pretty soon. I think they'll be fixing up a lot of the old ones just to keep them going.
Yeah. My truck is 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
I love that truck. It's never given me a problem. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
It hauls my horse.
It does all these things. But it's an internal combustion engine, and right. even it has some computers on it from, 2006? It has some computers on it. You start from the very beginning then for mm-hmm. people. Some people have never held a wrench, but others that do have the experience. And then you say, now how many classes are? You said start with the electrical class.
Yes, and then we have 11 classes.
Okay.
In answer to your question. They're all based around different components or different parts of the vehicle, like steering and suspension, transmissions, engine performance, air conditioning, big thing in Reading. And it just goes through like that. So you can take an individual class and not even enroll in any of the other classes if you're just interested in a particular subject.
Like air conditioning.
Yeah.
How do I fix the air conditioning on my truck?
Yeah.
So if I needed that.
When you leave that class, you can actually become certified to do air conditioning repairs and service on vehicles because there's an online test you can take. Then they teach you how to all you need to know to pass that test.
Wow. Okay. So people can come down and just take individual classes.
They can.
Is what you're saying. And if I want to take something about the electrical system of my truck mm-hmm. or the air conditioning on my truck.
Right.
And all that. How about tuning vehicles?
Engine performance class. I have two of them. The beginning engine performance class, we teach them how to do all the basic tests, like oil compression tests, leakage tests, and things like that. And the advanced engine performance class, get more into the computers. Mm-hmm. Using the scan tools, diagnosing components and systems like that.
I imagine you have the latest equipment because you're teaching it.
We do, and we're fortunate we have a government program that helps provide funding for that.
Great. That's super. Now, so where do you get the cars to work on?
We get donated vehicles, and so if somebody wants a donated vehicle, I have some criteria. They have to run, move back and forth under their own power, and they can't be all haven't been in a destruction derby kind of a thing.
Not like the truck I drove.
Exactly.
Okay.
I have about 30 cars right now, and when we're done with them, we auction them. We don't personally auction. We send them to an auction to get rid of them.
So it raises funds for the program, too. Then.
You would think so.
Oh, you would think so, but not necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something. Obviously, we got a little. I'll ask Joe about that next time. Joe, these guys are working so hard. Why don't they get you buy them beer or something? Okay. Can I bring my truck in and have y'all work on it?
Unfortunately, I don't do that. We do an auto club on Fridays where the students work on staff, faculty, and student vehicles for donation.
Okay.
I don't do the public repairs because there's a lot of different expectations from the public.
And plus then you are then competing with...
Yeah, the people I'm training truck. People for, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, no, I understand that, how that would work.
But if you know a student in the program, they could bring the vehicle in and pretend like it's theirs.
How did, I mean, okay, some trucks are built with the tow package.
Yes.
Some trucks aren't. The tow package consists of a bigger radiator, an oil cooler. Your hitch is welded to the frame of the truck.
Part of the truck, yes.
If you have a truck that's not set up for that, I mean, it's welded to the frame or to the, but you don't have the other things. Is that hard on the truck? Can it cause problems?
I pretty much think that's maybe an old school kind of a thing.
Okay.
I think when the vehicles they build today are pretty much designed to do whatever capacity they have. You know,
okay.
I mean, you're thinking back to the old truck where you tried to tow something and it overheated going up a hill.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's much true anymore.
Okay. All right. So they're built pretty strong then for those things. Okay. I'm here with Dan Bryant, the automotive instructor at Shasta College, and Peter Griggs, who is the their outreach media person.
Yeah, nobody's quite sure, but we'll cover that.
We'll cover that. When we come back, I want to talk about type of certificates and the future of people who take these classes. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has another community run community-owned bank, locally owned, I should say. Local board of directors, they've been moving local dreams forward for 16 years since the day they opened. They've got four branches, one at Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one right down the street from us at 1845 California Street. The other one, the main branch, is on 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with that. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk in, and people kind of know you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Is that bump music?
Mm-hmm.
That's not your usual bump.
I played this song a million times.
I know, but I kind of think like it's the beginning of another commercial going on. Okay, let's go back to a beer for my horses. Okay.
We'll go out with it.
All right. Let's go out with those. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by my favorite barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Baffin's Avenue. Well, it is the place I've been going to since I moved to Reading, and I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They work by appointment, so I can give them a call at 244-9478 and set up a time that works for me. End them. And at the end of it, when you're sitting there, you look up, and it's man's last stronghold. Yes, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens. I'm here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs. Of course, he sets all these up. But Dan Bryant is the automotive instructor out there and has been for years. And he's got a background in, of course, automotive repair, but also racing. And that kind of helps too, because,
yes,
you know, it kind of like, yeah, you might want to put this, but do I want to put a supercharger on my truck?
In California?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Hey, we talked about, you can start from knowing nothing, but then learn a lot about changing the oil on your car. How about fixing your own air conditioning? And you can actually get a certificate after you take this one class so you can go repair people's air conditioner. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So did the students earn any certifications at the end of the program here?
We have
the courses.
We have a degree.
Okay.
Associate's degree that they can get.
Okay.
We have if you take all the automotive classes and also the history and English and all that stuff that goes with it, like any degree.
Right.
We have an automotive certificate. So if you take all the automotive classes, you can get an automotive certificate. And the last certificate we have is a smog inspector certificate. And so we have a program.
Can I?
Yes.
Can I then, if I have the certificate, do my own smog inspection?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
But you can go down and take the state test, and if you pass that, you can work somewhere in
okay.
smog inspection.
Well, I was just wondering. I've never failed one, but I know friends that have.
Yeah. That's a whole other subject.
That's a whole other subject.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to ask. I'll ask you on the break.
All right.
Okay. So you get a certificate then from each course you take.
As a group. Yes.
Okay. So you can, after taking the 11 courses, was that it?
Mm-hmm. 11.
Okay. Then you can get your, you can actually get a degree in automotive.
AS degree.
AS degree.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 2-year college degree.
Okay. Now I have this 2-year college degree. What can I do?
Well, you could have worked on cars before you got that.
Right.
What you have is an advantage, because when you go work in the industry, you have a deeper understanding of everything you're working on,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to progress much quicker than the person who has not got that background.
So, all right. So I've got this. I've applied myself to my studies. I have this. Can I find a job?
Yes. A lot of places are looking, but what they're looking for is somebody who shows up to work and can actually do the job. Those two things are important.
Well, you mean like any job?
Like any job, yes.
Showing up
yes.
is big.
Yeah.
You know, we're all laughing about this because we came up in a different time. You know,
yeah.
if you don't show up, you get fired and people point at you. Now it's like, hey, I'm Ted Mailotti at 8:30. Can I come in at 9? Okay, that's not fair because I've got a 19-year-old in here who shows up at all times of the day and night. So it's not everybody. All right. So, but you have the – but. You have that background now,
yes.
And this is is just anecdotal, but I just feel like we're short mechanics throughout the nation.
Well, yes, we are, but that's true of every industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a big push away from doing the trades, and we talked at the break about that's kind of coming back, where people are going back to learn the things that we need to function in everyday
to
life.
Make infrastructure work,
yes.
Like plumbing and your autos and your, what else? Electricians, wiring, all
yeah.
these things.
Plus, it's nice to have the background, even if you don't go into the automotive field,
yeah.
so that when you get your car worked on, you know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And you know,
because there are maybe, I know it's hard to believe, there could be some unscrupulous people out there.
Or people that just don't know what they're doing, yes.
Well, that's the other thing,
yeah.
that they think they're making the right decision
yes.
on it. And you're going, Well, on page 42 of my book here that I got an A on that course, that's not what it says. And then they'll tell you to take your truck someplace else. Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's just get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
How much can a mechanic make?
Well, a median wage starting is around $23 an hour.
Okay.
In Reading, of course, our wages aren't as high in Reading as they are in other parts of the nation, but I looked up before I came, and about $68,000 was the higher end of a typical technician that's been doing this for a while. But I happen to know from personal experience that there are technicians making more than that. And, of course, if you open your own shop, it goes up from there.
Okay. So $23 starting around that.
Around that.
Because you have a degree. And now, do the people find jobs like in, say, they go to Crown Motors or Lithia or these places? Are they? We do have a number of privately owned auto repair shops.
Well, yeah, it runs the gamut. So we're actually hooked up a little bit with Subaru. And Subaru has hired a couple of our students even before they finish the program. In fact, that's a problem for us because a lot of times
I was going to ask you about that.
They want them before you're done with them. Because they want to train them themselves or they're just hungry for employees.
Well, the thing about it is, that's the other thing. You know, I've heard some places want to take somebody and train them in their techniques. But it seems like if you had a real good basic knowledge of everything, that would be a plus.
It could be. I have a student right now working at an independent shop here in town, and that employer is allowing them to continue their education while they're working there. So
I think that's the best of two worlds,
yes.
Then, because they get paid and then you get to go to school.
Right.
Okay. Now, this falls under, of course, the GI Bill.
Yeah.
Out there. I mean, because if you're going to Shasta College.
Sure. And I have veterans in my class right now. So.
Okay. Can they with that AS degree, can they get a job in the automotive field there? Or do they have to, do advanced stuff, which I don't know if you have.
You don't.
Okay.
A lot of automotive training is on-the-job training. So once you get a position somewhere, you learn from the other technicians that you work with, and also there's ongoing training throughout the year put on by various companies such as auto parts houses that bring experts in to talk about certain subjects.
I've seen those before. Yes. They're going to take a class on a new thing, which leads us to this one. Electric cars, hybrids or electric cars, vehicles?
Yes, we got a big grant, and I bought some cars, not donated this time. I bought a Honda hybrid. I bought a Prius. I bought a couple other cars. Oh, a Leaf, full electric car, Nissan Leaf. And so we've contracted with...
I've heard so many good things about that.
We've contracted with a company that's going to help us give the... information in that area to our students so they can be successful working on those vehicles.
Are they harder to work on?
Not really. It's just a different... We're already used to working with electronics. And so electric or hybrid car has much more electronics on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of scan tool training and just new components that you're not familiar with.
Are they hardier? I read things. Again, I read a lot. Sometimes the wrong things. Electric cars catching on fire. It seems like I've seen a lot about that.
Well, whenever there's new technology, there's going to be publicity on the things that go wrong.
Right.
And so I also saw some statistics that they catch on fire a lot less than gasoline cars do.
Oh, okay.
So we forget that gasoline is flammable. So if you
remember, we've seen a few of those burning on the road.
You remember the old Volkswagens that burned on the side of the road when they caught on fire? The magnesium engine just kept on going. So
Linda replaced her engine on her Volkswagen twice, not because it burned up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it did because there's no oil in it, honey, or something was going on. Okay, so. What you're hearing is because it's a new car, and then, you see these things where, they can. I also heard electric cars, even though they say they can get 300 miles.
Yeah.
That's dependent on temperature.
It is dependent on temperature and also the battery life, how old the battery is. So they have problems with electric vehicles in colder areas.
When
it's colder, it doesn't have the same amount of range as it might have in a warmer area. So there's some technology issues that need to be worked out. And I'm not an advocate right now for electric cars. I'm just training people on them. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I also heard, and I know this was good information because I was standing in line someplace and I could hear these two guys talking. And they said when it's like 115 out and the road's like 145, that it sucks the battery out. I mean, it's just...
Okay, I haven't heard about the hot part.
You haven't heard about the... Yeah, because they were talking around here. It says it will lessen the battery life.
It makes sense, because when batteries get hot, they definitely have issues, too. So.
Okay. Well, we haven't reached that point yet, have we? Even no matter what the government is trying to shove down our throats.
That's exactly right.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know that. I'll just wait another 10 years. Is there a if you have a truck, like mine's 16 years old, it's never given me any problems, what should I be doing on that?
As far as maintenance goes?
Yeah. I mean, I get oil changed every 3,000 miles, even though I know I don't have to. Mm-hmm. And every time it goes in there, there's no problems. Everything's working.
Well, that's the nice thing about the modern vehicles. If you keep them serviced, the engines almost last forever. You'll notice if there's a
problem.
Is
the 2006 considered a modern engine?
Yeah, I would consider that modern because I'm old. So, so anyway, what usually falls apart on your vehicle or wears on your vehicle is just all the interior and the paint and all the...
Yeah, I've had the seat covers replaced.
The vehicle itself wears out before the engine does today, it seems like.
Okay.
In most vehicles. There are a few that have issues just like anything.
All right. Well, that's good. If you were going to go out and buy a car or truck today,
yeah,
what would you look for? Is there a certain breed or model?
I guess it depends on what I was going to use it for.
Okay.
And so if you're going to be towing...
Yeah, I'll be hauling... Say I'd be hauling two horses. Not a lot, but,
well,
you know...
My son-in-law has the Chevy, the big Chevy, whatever, with the diesel engine in it.
Uh-huh.
So I usually go by what I know other people have and haven't had problems with.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of a certain brand or anything, so I would just do a research and figure out what's going bad.
Okay. So, yeah, and you see these things, best 10 trucks for towing.
Yeah.
You know, you look at their tow capacity and all this, and then I saw a truck the other day for $107,000. $107,000.
It better be good for towing.
Okay, that's totally out of what we're supposed to be talking about today, but I was floored by that. And it's $107,000 for a truck?
It's incredible.
$60,000 more than I paid for my first house?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break here. I am with Dan Bryant, who heads up the Automotive Instruction Department at Shasta College, and Peter Griggs, who brings in all these wonderful shows. And we'll be right back.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You got to draw a hard line. When the guns for the settlers, we'll sing a victory tune. And we'll all be back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. I'm starting to wake up here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Liam. Hey, Liam. My mic wasn't on until I just turned toward it. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No FCC complaints. Okay. I describe things somewhat differently than other people during the breaks. It's 8:51 in the morning, my friends. It's going to be really a nice day. However, there is that chance of thunderstorms again. But in between, it's going to be beautiful out there. It's 8:51 in the morning here on the 12th of June. Tomorrow, we're having Turbo roll in here, as will Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's going to be a half hour from 7:30 to 8 where I will discuss the latest from Reading City Council member Julie Winters and her comments on the Reading Rodeo and Michael DeQuisto. And if you haven't seen that, you will hear it tomorrow right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay, so now people listen to this and they go, you know, that is something, you know, I think my son or daughter or grandson, granddaughter, or me be, you know, wanting to get involved in. So what's my next step?
Well, the best thing you could do would be to email me at dbryant@shastacollege.edu and with your questions, and I can get back to you.
Okay.
You can also schedule a visit at the college during our normal school year, which will start in August 17th.
I really recommend that for people to see just exactly what the people are doing, because you can see what the facilities are at like, and they're just.
And when they come by, we can give them a bigger tour than just automotive. If they're interested in diesel, we take them to the diesel, take them to the welding, take them to advanced manufacturing in our area right there, and see what appeals to them. What would they like to do?
You know, it is the keeping America rolling. Takes people that go through your programs here. I mean, we can have 1,000 computer techs, but if your car didn't start,
yeah,
or it stops.
Yeah.
Who do you take it to? And I just have a feeling that this is kind of, and I could be totally wrong, it's kind of a dying out group, you know, because you got your older people, but now you're training a lot of young people in this.
I am. We have students that start as early as still in high school, taking our classes as dual enrollment, where they're enrolled in high school, also in college, and all the way up to older people like me. So, depends on,
like us.
Yeah, depends on your motivation. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many times have you, something's gone on in your car or truck, and you go, that light's on?
Yeah, it bothers,
that's not good.
It bothers me when it's on, and I even know how to check it out.
And then, but they've got these, now, this is a question. They've got these things you can plug in.
Yes.
And it tells you supposedly what's wrong with it. I've heard that those aren't always right.
They're not always right, but a lot of the things are pattern failures. And mm-hmm. So if it's a pattern failure, you might plug in and get a code, and that is what's wrong. But okay. You also might put that part on and it still does the same thing. So that's where you need the technician to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, it was that part, but not exactly that part. You want a type A part instead of type B.
That could be.
Well, and, you know, I remember when I was growing up, the guys always working on their cars. I mean, you know, their car, they wanted to get it working for the weekend. So Monday through Thursday, they were working on those cars.
Yes.
Doing things so they could drive up and down the drag on Friday and Saturday nights. So, do people take the class and then, you know, because they've got an old car they want to work on? I mean.
Oh, yes. Sometimes my students bring in their own cars that they're working on our Friday work day. I had a student this year that had an old a Dodge Charger. That was one of the rare ones that he brought in. He had a Corvette that he brought in. So if you've got a car and you're taking classes, you can come out. We'll help you figure out what's wrong with it.
Okay, so they could bring it in and
on our work day, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a 1948 Jeep for sale. And still had the engine in it and everything. I can't remember if it ran or not. And I thought, oh, wouldn't that be cool? Get something like that or a World War II Jeep.
You have to be ambitious. So
is that right? I mean, it's,
well, you see a lot of times people are advertising project cars they've had for years they never finish. So you got to be an ambitious person.
Well, you know, and talking to the people that are in Coolieful Nights,
how much
time you got in this car? And they just look at you. I don't ask money anymore. How much money you got in the car? Because they can't tell you that, but they can tell you. Well, I've got like 10,000 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
10,000 hours. But then those are, you know, ones that are. They want, you know, those are their babies.
Yeah, that's very true.
And do you ever see families coming in, like a father, son, or brothers, or anything like that? I mean, I could see.
I've had brothers
cool.
come in. I know.
Yeah.
I maybe haven't been there long enough to see father, sons come through, but it's only been.
Well,
there 10
you
years.
Know, just like what a great family project that could be. You know,
oh,
if they wanted to do something like that.
It usually runs in families as far as the ambition to do that kind of projects. I know it did for me. So,
are you still seeing a lot of people coming in wanting to learn?
Oh, yes. In fact, our enrollment's growing now that we've gotten out of the COVID back then.
Yeah.
Our enrollment's really strong, and I just checked my roster for the fall, and I don't recognize maybe 2 people out of 19 that are signed up for classes. So.
Wow. Because the rest of them graduated or
graduated,
been hired by somebody.
It's a whole new crop of students coming in, yes.
Do you look forward to that?
I do. It's exciting to meet people and learn their stories, all different walks of life.
And I can take individual classes.
You sure can.
Okay, or people can take individual classes. Like, gee, I like to learn about, you know, electronics.
Yeah, some people take it as an elective, too. They're taking another degree program, and they have to have a certain number of electives, and they say, oh, I'll take an automotive class.
Do you have a class that's basic, making sure, you know, how to take care of your vehicle and checking oil and doing all these things?
I get that question a lot, and I actually don't have a class that's dedicated to that, but our individual classes go into a lot of that.
Okay, you know, because teaching somebody how to change the oil in their car or truck, I mean, the way they've designed some of the vehicles nowadays, it's not as easy as it used to be.
Yeah, just trying to find the oil filter on some of them.
Yes, yes, it's hidden under something. You know, I'm used to unscrewing that oil filter, letting that oil hit me directly between the eyes and work its way down my body. And haven't you ever done that? Have you ever changed your oil? You know, and you're sitting up there and you're trying to get the right angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you make sure people don't do that.
If you let them do it once, they won't do it again.
That's true. And yeah, turned around with the sweatshirt.
Yeah, experience is the best teacher.
It is. Well, thank you, Dan Bryant, so much for being with us today. This is a trade where you can get a job anywhere in the United States. You'll have your degree, your certificates, and it gives you that entry level so that a corporation or a independent can teach you how they do things.
That's exactly right.
But they don't have to worry about, you keep picking up the wrong wrench or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing.
You have the basics, yes.
You got the basics plus a little bit more. I mean, you're able to take care of your own vehicle.
Correct.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks again, Peter Griggs, for bringing in somebody that doesn't teach an esoteric skill. It teaches a real skill.
Well, thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure. So we'll look forward to coming back in next month.
Yeah, football season's getting ready to start.
Yeah, football season is getting ready to start. We've got also our summer musical.
That's right. When is that going to be?
Sound of Music. So that's going to be in July.
Okay.
And we will actually next month I'm going to bring in some of the cast and crew.
Oh, and that'll be great.
For Sound of Music. And so we'll have kind of a bit of a preview about Sound of Music and be able to cover a little bit of that. But that'll be July 13th through the 23rd.
Okay, well, I tell you what, just be prepared. I may just want to sing along.
Oh, fantastic.
Which will then... Like, Dan, do you teach people to sing, Dan?
Do I? Well, I grew up in church and we sing, so I don't teach people to sing, but that comment was about friends I had that couldn't sing. So.
Well, Linda...